A family member told me her vehicle turned off at the light and the battery light came on immediately. It barely started again, so she drove it home. Later, when she tried to start the car, it wouldn't turn on. At this point, I'm thinking the alternator is the culprit because she mentioned the battery light turned on and the vehicle stalled. If the alternator is defective, it won't be able to charge the battery, leading to a no-start situation later. So I got the vehicle, and the first thing I did was verify the complaint. I turned it on, and here's what I heard. The engine tried to crank, but failed, accompanied by multiple clicking sounds. This led me to believe the battery didn't have enough juice. So I went ahead and checked if the battery was still within its lifespan. As you can see, it was made in August 2018 and has a 5-year lifespan. At the time of filming this video, November 30th, 2024, the battery had expired for over a year. Usually, a battery doesn't work as well in cold winter conditions. So I decided to replace the battery to see if it would fix the issue. Alright, let's start the car and see what happens. There are no lights on the dash, which is a good sign. However, the vehicle is idling rough and then stalls out. This tells me there's another issue happening. I'm going to pop the hood and do a quick visual inspection. Right out of the gate, I notice a hole in the air intake hose. It looks like something was there before. This could cause a big vacuum leak, which might be the issue we're dealing with. I'm gonna have someone start the car while I cover the hole with my hand to see if the engine sounds better. As you can see, air shouldn't be getting into the engine through that hole. The engine stalls out due to the extra air that's not being measured by the mass airflow sensor. As a result, the air-fuel mixture isn't at the ideal stoichiometric ratio of 14.7 parts of air to 1 part of fuel. With too much air and not enough fuel, the engine struggles to stay running. I looked up the air intake hose, and the missing piece was attached to it. It's called an air resonator, and it helps reduce noise and vibrations in the air intake system. Since the small piece wasn't available separately, I decided to buy the entire part instead. Replacing it was pretty simple. I just loosened the clamps on each side, pulled out the old part, and installed a new one. Now let's turn on the vehicle and see how it sounds. Good deal, it runs perfect now. So this vehicle had two problems. The first was the old battery, which couldn't turn on the engine because it didn't have enough power to turn the starter. The second problem was a significant vacuum leak caused by the air intake resonator that fell off over time. I asked if a mechanic had worked on the vehicle recently, and they mentioned someone came in about a month ago to change the air filter. My guess is that while changing the filter, the mechanic must have bumped the resonator slightly. This weakened the clamp, and over time, driving the vehicle caused it to fall off on its own. Not 100% sure, but just my theory.